B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Yesterday afternoon, Ticketmaster seemingly disappointed in themselves. They didn't tick off enough of their customers. They decided, you know what, we're going to pull the on-sale date for Taylor Swift tickets.
Well, there were none left. That was the problem. Yeah.
So anybody who was hoping, who missed out on the pre-sale or got kicked out or whatever, is now left with nothing and no hope. Ticketmaster is actually selling some of these tickets now for $95,000 with their flexible pricing.
Oh, my God.
And there's people like Veruca Salt's dad would buy the $95,000 ticket. But there's one very angry employee that I wanted to bring in this morning, Drex.
Okay.
Furious. It's Mr. Mark Arum.
Hi, guys. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too. It's been a while.
25 years of service to this company, and he's never asked for one ticket before in his life.
Oh, so you've gone to upper management or promotions and marketing and tried to ask for Taylor Swift tickets.
Well, one of the only fringe benefits of being in radio is you get free tickets to stuff. And people have given me free tickets, but I've never once in 25 years asked for any tickets for anything. Super Bowls, World Series, concerts. I've been saving my capital for a special occasion.
You don't strike me as a Taylor Swift fan, though.
Well, my wife is a Swiftie.
Okay, all right.
Big time Swiftie.
Okay.
And so I asked, once the concert was announced, I sent an email to the heads of state here, and I even led the email. I've never in 25 years asked for tickets. Can we get... You know, could I get a pair of Taylor Swift tickets? I'm not even going to go. It's for my wife and her best friend. Mm-hmm. And they replied, we're not getting any. Sorry. It's just not going to happen. And I was like, all right, that seems logical.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take over the story now, Tad?
So yesterday, Mark had me on his show to talk about the ticket fiasco, I guess you'd call it. And I mentioned that we have tickets here on B98.5. And we've got today, starting at 8 a.m., you listen between 8 and 6.
Right.
And you have a chance to win these now. Suddenly, this is the golden ticket. Speaking of Willy Wonka, right?
Not to pour salt in the wound, but not only do we have one pair of tickets to give away between 8 and 6, we actually have two pair of tickets to give away. Okay, so you're aware of that.
I lost my, because I didn't know that until you came on my show.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm here today, because I'm going to be caller 13. I was like, the only way I can guarantee if I'm caller 13 is if I come in and do your traffic.
How are you following B98.5 on Instagram?
Of course.
All right. So in the stories yesterday, happened about 5 or 6 o'clock, we posted the exact hours that it's going to play. And I will say, when people are checking that out, it's been very popular. What happens is people know the hour it's going to play. And with 10 seconds to go in every song we play in that hour, people start calling because they're anticipating the next song is going to be Taylor Swift.
I don't need any more competition. Stop telling people to check the Instagram story.
Well, sadly, you're not eligible. I hate to tell you, you couldn't possibly win the. I don't even think your wife would be eligible to win the tickets. Yeah. Yesterday, when he found out, so I mentioned that we have tickets, right? Starting at 8, between 8 and 6. There was this long silence, and then he was like, well, and he tells me, well, they told me that you didn't have tickets. And I said, I think I need to talk to my lawyer before I answer more questions.
It's getting that. This is going to get that bad. Lawyers are going to get involved. Politicians are already getting involved. There was some home cooking done on this whole thing.
Tad pled the fifth after that. He refused to answer any more questions.
He knocked it off the phone fast enough. He was like, okay, this was fun. All right. Even on the phone, our celebrity insider, A-Wood, they're making movies, they're making TV shows all over town. You see those yellow signs everywhere. And A-Wood works in the business, sneaking off set to tell us about some casting opportunities. What you got for us, A-Wood?
Okay, I have a good casting, and this is really good. So listen, I am looking for doctors, nurses, patients, visitors. I think it's safe to say this is the hospital thing.
Yeah, I know they're shooting The Resident here, which is on Fox, and it's a really cool show. You think it has anything to do with that, or is it some random movie?
No, this is actually a new TV pilot for NBC called Found. It stars Shanoa Hampton and Mark Paul Gosselaar. It is about a crisis management team that actually helps find missing people that might otherwise not be noticed that they're missing. It's really, really good. It's got an interesting little spin to it as well.
Now, I had a chance to meet Mark Paul Gosselaar maybe about 9 years ago. He still looked like he was 17 years old, still looked like Zach Morris.
Zach Morris.
And we were like in Las Vegas at a casino walking through with him. I mean, people are staring, running after him. I was like, step away.
He's still a teenage heartthrob.
I had a similar situation. Do you remember Daniel Powder? I had a bad day.
Yeah. Had a bad day.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was at Disney World, and it was when that song was out, and his security was saying, like, Daniel Powder coming through, like it's a big deal. And I said to a guy I was with, I go, watch in 6 months. And sure enough, now Daniel Powder works at Disney World. Wow. As a security guard.
So if you want to get found or hang out with Zach Morris, please follow me on all socials at Awood Radio, and I will tell you how to submit.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 827. A good feel-good Friday to you. It's brought to you by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunny, chilly today with a high of 52. 31 in Midtown. Dogs at Kentucky Saturday afternoon. Hawks have the Raptors in town tomorrow. Falcons, Bears at the Bend Sunday at 1. What's going on, Charlie?
Oh, man. Ticketgate 2022. Yes, there is an explanation as to why every Taylor Swift ticket was pulled off the market yesterday, and we'll tell you what it is, but just know you're not going to be happy. But first, how would you like to own a piece of the Atlanta Braves? Oh. Liberty Media, which is the company that owns the Braves, are going to spin off the team and the real estate holding into its own company, where, like, you and I could buy shares of the team.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, the Green Bay Packers are the only other publicly traded sports team, and investors have seen strong returns, so expected that the Braves owners will as well. I want to know how fast they can make this happen, because a little piece of ownership would look really good under the tree for my husband.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice play. So, and you also get to roll into Truist Park and be, you know, someone tries to stop you, like, ah.
I own this.
I'm an owner.
I'm an owner.
Yeah.
Yes.
I pay your salary.
I don't necessarily know you need to be that arrogant about it, but that would look really good under the tree.
Yeah, because I'm sure you're the only one. It's like, you're no Arthur Blank, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
You own $4 of this company, okay?
The CEO of Ticketmaster is explaining why there will be no general on-sale event for Taylor Swift stadium tour next year.
Reality is, it's a function of the massive demand that Taylor Swift has. The site was supposed to be opened up for 1.5 million verified Taylor Swift fans. We had 14 million people hit the site, including bots, another story, which are not supposed to be there. And despite all the challenges and the breakdowns, we did sell over 2 million tickets that day. We could have filled 900 stadiums.
Wow. So, I mean, not that that makes anybody feel any better, but he is apologizing.
I apologize to all our fans. We are working hard on this. And again, you know, building capacity for peak demand is something we attempt to do, but this exceeded every expectation. And the reality is, Taylor Swift hasn't been on the road for 3 or 4 years, and that's caused a huge issue.
Ticketmaster, as much as they're trying to apologize, they don't look like a victim here. They are the villain of the story.
Right,
so,
the very wealthy villain.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Not a lot of sympathy for them.
So how do you get tickets at this point if you missed out?
This point, you can win them with us. We've got another chance for you to win, two chances for you to win tickets today. You be caller 13 when you hear Antihero, and you win. Now, I know we say you got to listen between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. We've got some extra hints of when you can hear those on our Instagram stories page. Just give us a follow there, B985FM.
And Drex and I are accepting bribes.
I mean, there's nothing we can even do.
Nobody is giving you tickets.
We'll entertain.
People have been popping into my DMs. I'm like, I can't help you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't help you with Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Everybody knows Kara's not here. She's on maternity leave, so I'll be answering the questions on her behalf. Sarah and Griffin, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're great. Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical.
Sarah, let's kick Tad out of the studio.
Get out of here.
All right. Good luck, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he doesn't mean that. All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. Sarah, we're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad right back in. Ask him the same exact questions. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, question number one. Name the pop star whose tickets for her stadium tour were pulled off Ticketmaster yesterday.
Taylor Swift.
Question number two. The Falcons going to play the Bears at home this weekend. True or false, the Bears quarterback, Justin Fields, he's from Georgia.
Oh, I should know because I'm a Georgia fan. I'm going to go with false. Isn't he from one of the Carolinas?
All right. Question number three. Olivia Rodrigo now has four songs from her first album to reach 4 billion streams. Olivia's first song was about what form of identification?
Her passport.
Question number four. Amy Adams.
Is that what you meant by that?
That'd be a funny song. Question number four. Amy Adams will reprieve her role as Superman's love interest in a new movie. What's that character's name? Who was Superman's love interest?
Lois Lane.
Question number five. Andy Cohen says he will continue his trend of getting drunk when he co-hosts CNN's New Year's Eve coverage. Who's the other co-host of that coverage?
It's not Ryan Seacrest. Gosh, I don't know.
All right, that's a tough one. Going to bring Tad back in the studio.
These are some tough questions. You did okay, but wow, no, you really have got some tough questions this morning,
Jax.
Yeah. Tad, I know, I got them all right yesterday. I was so confident.
Right. It's tough when you get on the phone, for sure. All right, Tad, you ready for the same questions?
Imagine being on the radio having to do this.
Right.
Terrible.
Number one, name the pop star whose tickets for her stadium tour were pulled off Ticketmaster yesterday.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, that's what Sarah said. 1-1.
Question two, the Falcons going to play the Bears at home this weekend. True or false, the Bears quarterback, Justin Fields, he's from Georgia.
True.
That is true. Went to Harrison High School in Kennesaw. 2-1.
Question three, Olivia Rodrigo now has four songs from her first album to reach 4 billion streams. Olivia's first song was about what form of identification?
Her driver's license.
I like Sarah's answer of passport.
I was thinking traveling. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
3-1.
Question number four, Amy Adams will reprieve her role as Superman's love interest in a new movie. What's that character's name?
Lois Lane?
Yes, that's what Sarah said. All right, 4-2.
Question five, Andy Cohen says he's going to continue his trend of getting drunk when he co-hosts CNN's New Year's Eve coverage. Who's the other co-host of that coverage?
Anderson Cooper?
Yes, wow. They are like best friends in real life. It's so fun to watch them.
Final score, Charlie.
5-2.
Sarah and Griffin, are you smarter than Tad?
I'm not smarter than anyone.
No cash, but we do have tickets to Stone Mountain.
Yes, you and your friends there in the background going to Stone Mountain Christmas. 4 tickets. It's going on now through January 1st.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up. It's at TadDrexandKara.com.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Kevin, I guess you got into a car accident last week. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing better now. It was pretty bad wreck.
But you don't have to ask forgiveness for the car accident necessarily. Your wife is mad at you for another reason. What's going on?
She's pretty pissed off, actually. She's actually not my emergency contact because of her job. I have one of my coworkers, Ken, as my emergency contact.
So when you get into this wreck, the ambulance comes and they search your phone for your ICE contact, and they call this person Ken, not your wife, Jill.
Yeah. I believe my wife was called a couple of hours later. She's pretty upset, so I don't know what to do. I need you guys' help.
So your wife is mad because she didn't find out for a good long while.
Yeah, it was probably right at 4 hours.
So why isn't your wife your emergency contact?
Because my wife's job, she's pretty much unavailable, even in an emergency situation, like basically 9 to 5. You cannot get in touch with her.
If they would have called her,
she wouldn't have been able to get it.
And when you explain this to your wife, what does she say? Because that sounds like a logical explanation.
Yeah. It was so long. She wasn't notified. And just her emotions, she wanted to know. Like, she should have been the first person, but because of her job.
Right. This makes sense. As a man's wife, you feel like you should be privy to what's going on in your husband's life.
Absolutely.
Before anybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You should be the first person. Like me, I would be the first person, I'm sure. Yeah. If it was reversed, it would be me.
You can't deal with this domestically. I always find it interesting when we intervene between husband and wife. How's us getting involved going to help this situation?
personally, I think it's a little easier if it maybe comes from somebody else.
I've tried to tell her 100 times. She's not listening.
Yeah, I've tried to explain. She's not listening. Maybe I'm looking for a little sympathy, somebody to understand. Like, it really wasn't that big a deal, but it kind of was.
But regardless, you want to ask for her forgiveness for what happened.
Yes.
All right. Maybe we'll solve some of this when we talk to her coming up next. Why is she so upset? When you're in a car accident, you want sympathy, not have your wife mad at you.
Right?
Because of your emergency contact. Yeah,
yeah. I'm happy that you didn't die, but
I'm so mad at you.
I'm going to kill you. Kevin, we'll get her on the phone next, all right?
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Poor Kevin was in a car accident, and his wife wasn't obviously upset about that. What she was upset about is that she's not his emergency contact. The hospital contacted his coworker, Ken, and not her. So, Kevin, we're going to help you ask your wife, Jill, for forgiveness for not having her listed as your emergency contact. Sit tight. She's not going to know you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jill?
Yeah.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
We were actually calling to see how your husband Kevin is doing. We heard he had a pretty nasty car wreck last week.
Oh, yeah. He's doing so much better. It was a pretty scary moment.
I couldn't even imagine, you know, and thank God that his buddy Ken was there to be able to, like, fill in until you got to the hospital.
His buddy Ken? You know her full name is Kennedy.
Ooh, Ken is short for Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. They were way more than just buddies, you know.
Oh, no.
Dude. All right. Well, listen. We got to let you know this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Your husband, Kevin, is on the other line. And he wanted to ask forgiveness for having Ken listed as his emergency contact on the phone and not you.
It sounds like you conveniently left out the small detail that Ken was short for Kennedy.
Yeah.
It's not important. What's important is I had an accident and I was okay. Like, and I'm asking for forgiveness.
Say it's not for important. Well, we just had a 3-minute conversation a few minutes ago where we thought your buddy Ken was your emergency contact, but you're more than just buddies.
He and Kennedy dated for 3 years before we met.
Oh, so they have a history.
Yikes.
And the first thing that I see when I get to Northside is her face. She was loving the fact that she was there and I wasn't.
That's completely not true. Our past doesn't matter anymore. We broke up. We remained friends and coworkers, and you knew all that.
Hold on. Are we just going to glaze over that Ken is in his phone, not Kennedy?
That's her nickname. I didn't make it up. That's what everybody called her, not just me. That's not like a little pet name that I had for her.
Okay.
And
okay.
Like, who would you want me to replace her with?
The less we believe you. Like we said, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget. Kevin felt terrible about having somebody else listed as his emergency contact and wanted your forgiveness. Jill, is there any way that you can forgive him?
Well, yeah, I can, but you need to remove her off your phone immediately.
We can talk about that, but who do I need to replace her with as my emergency contact? Because I can't list you because of your job. So,
well, how about my mom? She lives close and she's always available.
Your mother, better known as your judgmental mother, my judgmental mother-in-law.
Well, like, as long as
if I get in a
the emergency doesn't involve anything with Ken, I think you're going to be okay with the mother-in-law.
If it's your mom to make up for it, for you to accept my apology,
wow,
I will make it your mother.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.